Gosh, Agenda 1. And so, here we are reading the next section of Chapter 12. For a small fee, this fellow will write the names of either living or dead persons into prayers. According to Tibetan Buddhist belief, this produces merit for them even if they are dead. Drepung. The name Drepung literally means rice heap. Once the largest monastery in Tibet, Drepung is slowly rebuilding after suffering great destruction in 1959. It lies slightly north and about 5 miles west of Lhasa. You will pass what was once the state oracle's home, Nechung Monastery, on the way to Drepung. Of course, beautiful one, we know of this already. Drepung Dialogue. Where is Drepung from here? Dine Drepung Kabayore? From here, Drepung, where is? Over there, a short distance. Yage Ta Ringbo Shita Yomare. Up over there, distance long much is not. Can I walk there? Komba Gyapna Lepgirepe. Walk if arrive will. If you walk, it will take about 2 hours. Komba Gyapna Chutse Ni Gogere. Walk if hour to take will. It's better if you ride a bicycle. Kangari Lachina Yagire. Bicycle to went if better will be. Do buses go there? Pagi Lamkor Drogirepe. There buses going are. Yes, twice daily. Drogire Nima Chikla Tengi will go day one in times two. What temple is that? Pagi Lakam Kagire? That temple which is? That's Nyechung Temple. Pagi Nyechung Lang Lakangre. That Nyechung Temple is. This was once the home of the famous oracle, whose prophecies were held in high regard by the ruling administrators, as we know well. Where does this path lead? Lamka di Kabay Drogire, road this where goes? To the main chanting hall of Loseleng. Loselengi Tun Kangla, Loseleng of Chanting Hall 2. Many buildings have been destroyed. Kangpa Mangbo Meba Su Yore, buildings many destroyed are. Yes, but they are slowly rebuilding. Re, Yine Kale La Sukur Gyapgi Yore, yes, but slowly rebuilding are. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Sinjanango.